DJ, did you find your handheld?
No, sir. I'm on my little Yeezy handheld here at work. It's out here on, I think, Hamilton Road off of Smith Drive. They're just replacing stuff on the power poles.
I had a Yeezy, I thought. What was that other kind you had, an Anytone or something like that?
It's an
Intone
878
GD2
Plus.
It
has a very nice radio.
I didn't know you had the A2. I figured that's why you were using EchoLink more often until you could get another one. But I didn't know you had a backup handheld. That's always a handy thing to have.
Just double,
please. No, you weren't holding the repeater up. It was coming up and dropping, and one time when it dropped, I thought you had already unkeyed. That was my fault. Sorry about that.
No worries.
What did you see? A lot better for outdoor work, isn't it? It's a lot nicer outside now than it was.
But it's a lot more hot, too. Make sure you drink plenty of water.
Water, and you can take, you can take layers off, and you got some water. That's a good thing. And a little bit of breeze. A little bit of a breeze goes a long way, huh?
Definitely.
And out there flying airplanes, and the sun is beating down, and there's no wind at all, the bugs start hovering around your face. And a little bit of breeze comes up, and it blows them away, and that's kind of nice.
But I'll tell you one thing I don't like about working in the spring and summertime wearing a bunch of reflective gear. Yellow jackets.
Well, I had some of those. I was cutting the grass. Like you reminded me. I was cutting the grass last summer. And I went up by this big tree, got in the front yard, and went past it two or three times, no problem. The next time I went past it, man, it felt like somebody hit me in the back of the neck with a baseball bat. They were hornets. They looked like yellow jackets, but they were about three times or four times as big. And they were dug down into the side of the tree. And I had to go get some, I think I got starter fluid. Because it'll spray for a long way away, and as soon as it touches them, they're dead. And I did get rid of them, but you're right, those things are awful.
So one thing, when they sting you, it hurts. It don't matter where they sting you at, it still hurts.
Honey bee sting, right? Honey bee sting, that's painful, but, it's like a really major itch after they sting you. But those hornets sting you, it feels like somebody slammed you with a Louisville slugger.
Yeah, that, or you got a nail stuck in you somewhere. It feels like that, too.
From a nail gun? Yeah, exactly. Those are painful. You're right. You gotta watch out for those guys. Hopefully you don't run into too many of them.
Good. Mainly we're out here on asphalt and cement. But the only shade spot that we do have a bunch of them around it.
On a swivel when you're out there, don't you? You got to be paying attention at all times. It could get really, really dangerous really fast out there.
Yeah, but on a day like today, we're on like a very low traffic side road. We ain't really got the flags and the power trees and just get out and do what they're doing. And we can just, keep an eye out and pretty much take it easy.
Telephone call. Let me get this and I'll get back in a minute if I'm still moving. W4DJW. W mobile again.
WWZ.
The energy company wanting to put solar cells on my rooftop. I need to know more about it before I trust them. I don't trust them yet. I think they're in it to make money, not to save money. But Once I do more research and I've got a better handle on how that stuff works, then I might let one of them do it. I don't know. I might just do it myself.
Yeah, roger that. You can go to Haunted Freight and buy a couple of 100-watt solar panels like I did. And you could technically put them on your roof. I don't have mine hooked up there. I got that thing filmed and amateur radio. I ain't got the motivation to try and hook it all up yet.
I did not know Harbor Freight sold 100-watt TV panels. That's good to know.
Sure is. You'll have to go on their website and check. It may be out of stock, but the one in Easley had some solar panels, and I found a 100-watt panel. I think it was about maybe $175 to $200. And then the lead acid battery for a 12-volt system was about $65 to $70.
Kind of high on the TV, on the 100-watt TV, because you can find those. They go anywhere from 80 to like 120 online.
Not have been that. I can't remember the exact price, but I'm thinking it may have been that or lower. I can send some links to your email, but I'm
running errands. I might just stop by there on my way home and look at them, see what they got.
That's right, sir. That'd be a good idea.
What?
Yes, sir, I have. I think I got off about an hour ago. I have to take the time. I can't remember exactly. But here in about an hour or two, we should be wrapping things up, and I'll be going back to the home front. But I figured since I'm in a situation where it's safer to do it today, I brought my little handheld and I figured I'd get on the repeater and give everyone a shout.
Sounds like your handheld is working great. No problem. Is it starting to get warm in your hand yet?
No, but I will tell you a funny story. When I had my intercom, after I'd been cleaning up on it for a while, if I touched the antenna, I would notice the antenna would be very, very warm.
It's 8 watts. One you got now is probably about 5 watts, right?
Yes, sir. I got the Yaesu ST65R.
Not that one. I've got a couple of Yaesus, the 7R and the 8R. I don't have that one that you've got, but I think that one that you've got takes the same batteries as my 8R.
I think so. I know there's one that's for the setup is the 65, but it's a little smaller.
About 15 or 20 years old. I bought mine when I first became a ham, and I have not upgraded my handhelds in 15 to 20 years, so mine are all really old stock.
That goes to show that old ham equipment is made to last, and it's worth the money.
I've used them a lot. I usually have them with me whenever I go out anywhere, and they have held up to a lot of abuse. Well, I'm at my number one stop, so I got to jump out here. If you're still there when I get back, I'll see you in a little bit. KO4WWZ, W4DJW.
Dave, it was a pleasure to talk to you. I hope to catch you again in a few minutes or so. 73 on KO4WWZ.